I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt. You have a computer that you don't know what to do with? Well, it could be put to good use. There's something happening in the Chicagoland area tomorrow that you need to know about that I think you might want to participate with. First of all, I want to say hello to Kevin. How are you this morning, Kevin?
Good morning, Lisa. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Kevin Cook is the president of Edelman's Chicago office. They are the largest PR firm in the world, and Kaya Duttler is also on the phone. She is the executive director of CompuDot. How are you this morning, Kaya?
I'm great, Lisa. Thank you so much for having us.
You must love having Kevin on your side, representing the biggest PR firm in the world, when you're working for what is essentially a nonprofit organization, right?
We love our partners at Edelman and ACP and HP, and can't thank them enough for everything that they do to help us towards our mission to ensure youth have technology access and education.
So it's CompuDot, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and so you've distributed over 40,000 devices to students in need, and I was shocked to see this, Kevin. Maybe you can address this a little bit, one of you, that 100,000 families in Chicago do not own the computer that is in their home. They're relying on these from schools. Is that correct, Kaya?
That is correct, and computer ownership, we now know as a result of the pandemic, is essential. It's essential as food and water and electricity in our homes. And 100,000 families, at least, just in Chicago alone, don't own the computer in their home. And schools have done a remarkable job getting computers to students so that they can do their distance learning. But those computers come with restrictions. And so the family doesn't really have a computer that they can get with social services, look for relief from rent, and all of the other things that we now rely on to do on the computer, like telehealth visits and such.
So the computers are being distributed to CPS students tomorrow. They represent the first of many donations that Edelman will make through their new program developed in partnership to kind of what they call bridge the digital divide. Can you talk about that, Kevin?
Sure. I mean, Lisa, as a global communications firm, as you so aptly stated up front, we intimately understand the power of technology, right, to unlock the minds of our children, to provide a window into the world and knowledge. It's a new donation program for us with CompuDot, and I'm really happy that it originates in the city where we were founded nearly 70 years ago. If I could really quickly, just specifics behind our program with Kai and CompuDot. For every computer Edelman purchases from HP, 1% of the purchase price is donated and matched by Edelman, HP, and our partner ACP. And every 6 to 8 months, we'll use the accumulated contributions to purchase new Chromebooks from HP for delivery to Chicago students via CompuDot's Kids First Chicago initiative. So we're super excited about it.
That's awesome. So, Kaya, tomorrow is the drive-through designed for families to actually, and these families have already been identified, right, to come and pick up a computer? Or is there ever an opportunity for regular folks who have a computer to donate, or is that technology usually already behind the times?
Yeah, no, we definitely take donations, and we're really pleased with Edelman's contribution and ACP and HP. What we usually have in place is donations from corporations of their retired computers. Mm. And so we know that corporations use their computers for about 3 years, and then they're retired. And these computers have a much longer shelf life. And so they either go to landfills or they sit on shelves or they're recycled to the point that they can't be used any longer. And so we're calling out our corporate friends in Chicago to consider donating their computers to us. We had a great relationship donation with JLL recently where they donated 1,000 computers. And we're putting those out into the community as well. And so so anybody who's interested in making that donation can definitely get in touch with us. We also take financial donations. We have a challenge going on right now where an anonymous donor has agreed to match every dollar that's donated up to $35,000 for new donors. And so they can go to our people can go to our website and make a financial donation so that we can then refurbish the computers that we receive from corporations and individuals.
Yeah, that makes more sense. I mean, I can see individuals wanting to give computers, but when you can get 1,000 computers from one donor, that makes so much more sense. So it's CompuDopt, and it's a 501c3, meaning it's a .org, and it's always nice when you've got a donor who will match donations. Even better when you got somebody like Kevin Cook and Edelman on your side that can help you get the word out. That's pretty important. And can you imagine, Kevin, kids in this city trying to do some online learning, even studying without having one of these in front of them?
No, it's no child deserves to be left offline or without access to quality education because they simply can't afford it. And we have to invest in our kids. It's such a wonderful opportunity to be able to do this at a time when we need more goodness in the world. And so I appreciate what Kai is doing and grateful for the time today to talk about some good work happening for much deserved kids in the city.
Yeah, it's back to school time, and it really is a necessity that every kid have access, especially with what we saw last year. And we don't know what's going to happen this year. We don't know how many kids will be forced to stay home in quarantine and rely on that computer so that they can get an eye into what is happening in their classrooms. So you need corporate donations. You'll take individual donations. And in how long has this organization been in business, so to speak? I mean,
yeah, so we started in Houston in 2007. We landed here in Chicago in April of 2020 as a result of the pandemic. And we're happy to be here in Chicago as the first regional office that's permanent outside of the Houston and Galveston office. And so we're working in 14 cities across the country and growing every month. It seems like someone new is added to our list. And so this problem is far and wide, but it's so solvable when we have our partners like Edelman and ACP and HP on our side, and then individuals that help us with the financial side of helping us recondition the computers. And that way, then we can solve this problem for youth in Chicago and across the country.
I can't wait to see the video from tomorrow when you distribute all those computers to Chicago Public School students. Their faces are just going to light up. That's going to be a beautiful thing to see. Thank you both for the work that you do. Once again, the website, if people want to help, Kaya?
www.compudopt.org.
And CompuDopt is DOPT.org. Thank you both for joining the show today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Lisa.